Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
It's amazing how well I've been able to time this. What up, Abloon? How you go? Oh, man. I forgot to pour myself a drink. I really needed a drink today.
Oh, dude. I went to the grocery store today for the first time in almost 2 weeks.
Was it
it's
like,
probably been about 12 days.
Was it like going out to hunt during like a...
No. No, it was like going to the grocery store after like, you haven't gone for too long.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, we're stacked here, so I could pour some sake, but that's a whole nother amount of time. We gotta handle that.
I tell you what, man. Let me tell you something about going to the grocery store, though.
All right.
You plan ahead, right?
Uh-huh. What up, Ryby?
You assemble a tactical checklist.
Yep.
You plot your movements across every square foot of the premises, right?
Yep.
Before you go.
Yep.
And then you make sure that your disguise, your mask is... completely conceals your identity.
All right. So this is like robbing a bank. What up, Abloon? Hey, yo.
I'm not going to say that, but...
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Yo, I want to shout out real quick. Can I shout out?
And you end up with toilet paper.
Or you don't, because it's not stacked up.
If you're lucky.
I got to shout out Rye Beats, man. And, yo, man. If y'all want the ill printing, you got to holler at Rye Beats, man. He hooked it up. He hooked up snapback shirts. Thinking about some Track Life, maybe word. Some Rap Sucks Radio shirts. We'll think about that for a minute. But yeah, shout out to Rye Beats, man, for the ill printing. Shout out to Big Shug, man. You got to be at work in 5 minutes. I'm glad you tuned in. Let me jump this off real quick, though. Let me set this off. What up, y'all? Hey. Welcome to Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yep.
This is the In Here Tripping Edition, where we drop a new episode every day to handle your daily quarantine. Well, every evening now, because I want to make sure that we got the evening in here, nighttime, because we do this at 8 o'clock live on IG, and then you can catch it tomorrow if you miss any part of it or, you know, tune out because you tired of hearing us talking or looking at Kev. You can actually catch the catch the show on Rap Sucks Radio.
This is must-see IG.
Must-see IG. I agree with that. So... So yesterday you had mentioned this, so I did look up the information. I see now that I already messed up on the reason, but I do know the reason. Yeah, so the intro discussion, the topic of the opening topic is the Trojan Man versus Tiger Queen. So why? NJ.com reports that OJ Simpson, disgraced pro Hall of Fame, binge-watched the net Hall of Fame player. Binge-watched Tiger King a few weeks ago. And his biggest takeaway was believing animal rights activist Carol Baskin murdered her husband and fed him to the tigers. This has been an ongoing... Have you watched the show?
No.
No, okay.
That does not seem to be the super hot take, though.
Right, well, I mean, hey... OJ Simpson calling out another person for murdering somebody, though.
It seems like something he didn't really need to.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Huh? What's up? I don't know.
It seems like something he didn't need to weigh in on.
But we don't know. We don't know if either one of them did it. We don't know. He did call her husband Tiger sashimi, which is odd because I don't know if tigers eat sashimi to begin with, and also why.
I don't. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, cool.
I didn't know. Why did he take the name of sashimi in vain?
Yeah. I don't know.
He's old Ron and Nicole Roll making ass.
OJ Simpson tweeted, "There's not a shred of doubt in my mind that lady's husband is Tiger Sashimi right now." All right, OJ. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Once again, he's flying a little too close to the sun.
Yo, he said, listen, I've had so many people on my case ask me to watch this show. I watched the show, and oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about 6 episodes of the show, and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. Then he asked an interesting question, a question that I've actually asked before. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone. This show is crazy, but it's also so crazy that you have to, you know, keep watching.
Oh, it's like an irony black hole. He said, listen, I've had so many people on my case.
I thought
this,
he was,
this is not the first time he said
yo, I was, when I read that, I had to double take, like, yo, wait, what are you saying right now? Hold on, OJ, what are you doing? Is this another if I did it moment?
If I I forgot about that. Oh my god.
Yeah. I'm sorry, OJ.
You big dummy.
You gotta take that L. You gotta take that L.
Murder Icarus. That's his rap name.
You big dummy.
I don't know. Wow. Sharon.
She did the FaceTime with OJ.
Yeah, I'm like, what are we doing? $50? Yeah, I don't know. I feel like your safety should be more. You should be more concerned with my bat. You should be more concerned for your safety at the end of the day.
I think Sharon's okay.
That's true.
He swiped really quick, looking for blonde, looking for more blonde. He gave her some change and swiped.
Not quite in the wheelhouse, huh?
He's like, blonde.
Oh, boy. All right. So,
no offense, Sharon.
Yeah. More offense to OJ than anyone else. So, yeah, man. I'm not sure.
Who said this? Is that Shook? He said OJ's cutting up again.
Pretty consistently.
That is excellent.
Jeff the Boston Fan, excellent. We probably will not be talking about rap today, by the way, just so you know. OJ's cutting up again. All right, so you know what, man? Sharon. Oh, man. For those of you guys who are going to listen to this episode on a replay, you probably should be in the chat room for moments like these. You should probably watch this live just for moments like these.
This Rap Sucks Radio is the only place where you can dye your hair white. I see you. Calling you out, sis.
Oh, boy. I'm not sure where OJ is getting this information, but neither one of us really, I mean, like I said, we don't really know whether Carol did it or whether Mr. Simpson did it. We're not clear on it.
Wait a minute. You're saying that OJ killed the Tiger King?
It's possible that he did that too. I mean, all things are on the table with OJ. He went and played golf in the middle of a quarantine. He broke the rules and played golf. Like, OJ is a rule breaker. You know what I mean? He's a rule breaker. You know what I mean?
He likes to push the boundaries.
He pushes as many boundaries as possible here. So, you just got to take it. You know what I mean? Oh, snap. Hold up. Before we take another. Okay. What up, Blue? Is that Blue in the building? What up?
Oh.
Wow, yo. That's crazy. Yeah.
He's OJ.
He is OJ.
OJ.
He can do whatever he wants. Orenthal J. I mean, anybody named Orenthal has the, you know, free reign. Orenthal, fam.
It's so Orenthal.
Yeah. It's the most Orenthal thing anybody's ever done. So to those of y'all that are out there, we'd play this game, right? A game that I made up last week, or was it this week? Right? It's called... Now listen, I didn't fact check.
You know, that was no BS. That was one of the first 45s I ever bought.
Really?
I dead serious.
I only.
And now that I have completely changed everybody's life, go on.
I only attached that to the greatest American hero. I the first time I ever listened to that whole song was when I was actually taking this clip.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait. Okay.
You know, right? I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't attach
that
to it.
That was a great show.
That was a brilliant show.
That guy had the greatest American hero had the early Justin Timberlake hair before Justin Timberlake.
Can I say something about Justin Timberlake real quick?
Say whatever you want.
I am so sick of the Justin Timberlake high notes. Like, listen. Every song
Now?
I mean, I've been sick of it so long, but I didn't have a show or platform to say how sick of it I was. So this is
post-tired. I don't know that you do now.
I do. There's at least six people now that know that I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of it. Oh, God. Every time they play. He's not as bad as Nelly, but I am sick of it. But anyway, time for our game. All right, so check it out. There have been several ways that countries have dealt with, again, the topic title on this is wrong, my bad, Kev. But there have been several ways that countries have dealt with quarantining and dealt with the coronavirus pandemic. Now, unfortunately, Indonesia's leaders have been slow to react to the coronavirus pandemic and resisted a national lockdown. So this is information that's being passed along. The capital, Jakarta, has ordered a 2-week closure of offices and banned gatherings of more than 5 people, but has not directly ordered people to stay at home. So other countries are having people stay at home, but this is not really happening, right? So.
We're gonna have to block a couple people here.
Oh, I'm so sick of this. So anyway, Nelly is still alive. We never said that Nelly is dead. We've never truly said that. What up, Lucky Lou? So check this out.
But if I did.
If I did. So, Kev, just to rerun this back. A village on the island of Java has recruited volunteer ghosts to scare people into staying at home. Believe it or not.
Believe it.
Entirely believe it. All right.
Ask somebody who lives on the other side of the earth who has not been allowed to leave their house for the last 30 days. Sure, why not?
Why not? Right? Exactly. All things are on. Yeah, this game is not as great during a quarantine in a pandemic. Right. All right. Fair enough. So there have been information campaigns to urge individuals to practice social distancing and good hygiene. But the highest rate of coronavirus deaths in Asia after China is in Indonesia currently. Now, a youth group in the village of Kepu in central Java decided to recruit volunteer ghosts to patrol the streets, hoping that the sight of them... Yes, yes.
To scare the Kepu out of them?
To scare the Kepu out of them. We're getting better and better at this every single day. Every single day.
That's up for argument.
So, the head of the village youth group that coordinated with the police on this unconventional initiative wanted to, because the guest ghosts are called Pokong, are spooky and scary.
Right.
They're popping out of graveyards. They are, yeah. So this is why, you know, gun control, right? Because, see, this is how you get shot in certain areas of the United States. I feel good about Indonesia as a group of people, as a people, because no one's been hurt.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. So you, it's a credit to their race.
Credit to their country, their laws, their race, whomever we're gonna. It's a credit because no one has actually been hurt. I expected to get down to the bottom and say 2 people have been murdered or shot at because they jumped out and pretended to be ghosts.
Yeah, and did you see the description of the Pokong?
Yes,
with their trailing white shawls and painted white and black faces.
Another credit. So they do both.
Yes, yes.
Equal opportunity.
White and black faces are scary to them. Yeah. But then, did you see the picture? Why do you look like the Jabberwockies?
It did. It did look like the Jabberwockies. And Blue is right. This was Thriller Part 2, like, but not so fresh version. Shout out to Shug for knowing the whole Thriller routine. Maybe one day Shug will, get it, Kev. Get it.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. But it's not all the way working people. Some people actually, instead of going in the house because they are scared of the ghost, have actually been out late at night trying to catch a glimpse of the ghost so they can take a picture of it. So there's that. And also, so they've had to stagger. And apparently the ghosts were scheduled. So they were like popping up at like 8 o'clock on the dot.
Oh, like they there was like a set list?
Yeah, it was like a set list. So they actually unscheduled. They staggered the times the ghosts appear so that, you know, people are more encouraged to just stay inside. Yeah, bad idea, but I'm very happy that no one has been hurt. Well, maybe not a bad idea, but highly odd.
I'd be shocked if a couple of them didn't pop out and get kicked in the pokongs.
I'd imagine that it's happened a couple times. Oh, man. This wouldn't work on me.
Oh, yes, it would.
No, it wouldn't. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts. So, I mean, you'd have to pop out, like, as a, you know what I'm saying, like a you know.
A, go on.
A low credit score, like, you know, 580. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, no. I'm going to go back in the house. You know what I'm saying? I'm out. Like, that's the, that scares me more than anything. Just
the FICO monster.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. A low FICO score. Like, that, I go in the house for that. With a ghost, I'm like, yo, come on, man, watch out. You know what I mean? Just the
just coming at you like a pink envelope in the mail.
Exactly. Just showing this. You know what I'm saying? Oh, dude.
Oh, there it is.
What's that?
Dressed up like big spiders.
Ah, oh, that's true. Spiders do. Yeah. That would get me. That would, that would, that would definitely get me. Sharon Stokes, the Ray Parker Jr. of West Covina.
Reg Parker Jr.
Oh boy. Yeah, spiders might, giant spiders might get me. That actually might, that might be it. Yeah.
Oh, zombies, come on, Indonesia.
Zombies wouldn't scare me because, you know, I've seen crackheads before, so there's that.
Crackheads don't scare you?
Crackheads, you know, they're alarming because they're fast. But, you know, they'll pretty much leave you alone.
Disproportionately fast?
They are. They are. I don't know why crackheads are fast. Even heavy set crackheads are fast. It's odd. But anyway. Oh, boy. All right.
Oh, boy.
So that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pretty proud of
this. Did you get your SBA grant yet?
Not yet. How about you?
I think we're close.
Really?
I think we're close.
Congratulations.
Get that money while you can.
Hey, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Congrats, though. Congrats.
They're going to take it back from you.
They really are. I'm waiting for my you know, stimulus check. That's, you know, they could deposit that any moment they want. Not, you know, I'm not rolling over for it, but I wouldn't mind if they just went ahead and dropped that out. What's going on?
From what I understand, they're not doing that.
Is that Michael Myers? What up, man? They're not doing the stimulus? Man,
I don't know. I don't know a lot of people who've gotten it yet. But,
well, they said they rolled out on the 13th or whatever, so we'll see. Either way, by the time people get it, they're going to be so behind on their bills. It's like, all right, can you send another one, please? Because it's taking so long. Oh, boy.
All right, I know. We're just going to be signing over that stimulus check.
Yeah, exactly. Just turn it over.
Spectrum cable or something.
Word up. What up? All right, man. That's been Rap Sucks Radio. Thank y'all for checking in with us. If you missed any part of this episode, you can catch it tomorrow on rapsucksradio.com or any of the podcasting platforms, with the exception of Pandora for some odd reason. Please like, subscribe, discuss on those platforms. Get down with us. Holla at us, man. We out here active every day. For those of y'all that checked
tomorrow,
in
tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what we're doing tomorrow?
What are we doing tomorrow? The last episode of
Beat
the week.
Beat battle. Wait, is it? No, it's not.
Oh, it's Wednesday. Wait, you're right. I don't even know what day it is. You're right. Yeah. My bad.
Nobody does.
We doing a beat battle? Yeah. Battle?
Yeah. Back and forth.
All I'm going to do is play Gravel Pit. I think I'm going
to
win.
I'm going to play my favorite Primo record, so.
What, the Christina Aguilera record?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm all for it. There you go, Jeff. That's our hip-hop discussion. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for checking in. This has been Rap Sucks Radio. On the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace. We out.